Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We have a new best friend, and guess where they work? They work for Department of Social Services. It's Famana Galloway, our social services manager with DSS. We're talking about a Lee app today. Good morning.
Good morning, Francine.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, you are a social service manager. You just say social services, and I'm like, oh, thank you for serving.
Thank you.
Right? People do that for military, and I do that as well.
Oh, we appreciate that.
DSS should be up there in that category, right?
We agree. We see and serve a lot of families that need us here in the community.
Yeah.
We do.
What made you get into this social service business?
People, caring, having a heart for people, and really wanting to see people succeed and survive, and just being able to meet a need. I know a lot of people say that, but what we've learned at the Department of Social Services, what we don't do for money. We do because we truly care about people. And quickly, you'll learn if you come over there to make money, that's not the place.
But you do have a low-income energy assistance program that we can jump on.
Yes, we do. We do. It's LEAP, as Francine said, Low-Income Energy Assistance Program. It's for our families that really struggle during the winter months to pay their utility bills. You know, heating costs skyrocket during the cold winter months. And Mecklenburg County has a program to help with that.
So did people come up and say, hey, I cannot pay this bill? Or did Piedmont say, you know what? A lot of people can't pay their bill.
Well, really, we're all members of the community and we all heat our homes and we see how high our bills get. So imagine somebody with a full-time job living well above the poverty limit can still have high heating costs during the cold winter months. So imagine a low-income family who's really maybe trying to put food on their table or get transportation to go to work or, you know, pay daycare for their child, and then comes along the heating bill and it's high because it's gotten cold. We've been not too affected by the cold weather this month, but it's a pretty cold winter. Started out mild, but now it's getting colder and colder. So yeah, those bills are going to skyrocket. So we just want people to know we're out here to help them. And you can get $300, $400, or $500 credit to your utility bill, your heating utility expense, which is a great credit.
So a lot of people are listening now and saying, well, I need help with my bill. So what are the requirements?
Well, to qualify for LEAP, really our programs are all about income. We want to target families that are lower on the income level. We're looking for families that are at least 130% at or below the income, the federal poverty limit. I know it's not that high, but we still want people to apply because we do give deductions. So even if you think you're above, we want you to come in, see us, apply. So not only income, there has to be at least one eligible legal resident in your household, as well as cash resources of $2,250. You have to be below the resource limit, and you must be responsible for your heating cost.
So people making $2,000...
No, $2,000 is what you have in the bank. If you have a checking account or a saving, of course, if it's checking and you're paying your bills out of that, we won't count it. But if it's your reserve, your resource limit, $2,250 is what.
Thank you for letting us have money in the bank.
Yes, we need it.
So how many people are applying these days? Do they know about it?
Well, our goal is to reach families in every corner of Mecklenburg County. Last year, we only served about 25% of the Mecklenburg County residents that were eligible. Our challenge is to reach those families that don't know about the program, that need it and live maybe out in the outskirts of Mecklenburg County. We have several campaigns where we're trying to reach those neighborhoods, those families that are vulnerable to the cold weather and just may not know about the program. So we've had a surge of applicants this year from last year, but we want to be able to spend all the money that the federal government has given us to spend. So far, we've spent about half of it, and the program goes through March 31st, and we really, really want to spend all of it.
Got it. So what are the hours? When can we apply? Tell us all that good stuff.
So currently we're located at the Valerie C. Woodard Center at 3205 Freedom Drive. We are in Suite 1800. And in order to make an application in person, we are there from 8 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. So please come see us. However, if you are unable to make it to our office, be it you're homebound or you're elderly, you can call our hotline. It's 704-432-1111. And one of our human services specialists will contact you to complete an interview. And if you really can't leave the house, we'll do everything we can to get your application, make sure we get all the information, send it back to you for signature, interview on the phone, and send you out a letter letting you know whether or not you're eligible.
Got it. And these days, you can actually see our bank account. You can see how much money we have.
Yeah, we still do request verification. Okay. We can't see it if you don't give us the authority to or authorization to, but we just ask that you are able to provide that information when we need it. You can also print the application online. Our website is mecnc.gov/LEAP, L-I-E-A-P. And you can go on there, download the application, fill it out, and mail it to us. Mail it to 3205 Freedom Drive, Suite 1800. And then one of our interviewers will contact you to conduct the application interview. And then everything can be done through the mail.
Okay. Does this take a long time? Because this ends March 30th.
It ends March 31st. It does not take a long time. We're able to tell you. If you come in face-to-face, we can tell you right then and there if you're eligible, if you have everything, of course. And if we don't have to ask you to bring back or mail back any information, we can let you know right then and there whether or not you're eligible. However, if you don't have everything, you have about 10 days to provide us with what we need. Even if you come on the last day of the month, we'll give you 10 days from the last day of the month to provide the information we need, because we want to use the funds. It's there for a purpose, and we want to reach the people that need it and serve them, and don't cut anybody out or cut mm-hmm. them off. But please okay. apply.
So these days you got to show ID. Are you stipulating that we have to have the real ID?
We have different items that we can use for verification of ID. We can actually use your proof of income. A paycheck stub can be used as proof of ID. We can use your utility bill. We can use your Social Security card. We can also use, of course, your driver's license or any ID you have. But yeah, we're not as strict with the identification because we're able to verify different things.
Got it. And we have to bring a birth certificate.
No, we don't need
any. That's good. Vermonta Galloway is here today. She's our social services manager with DSS right here in Mecklenburg County. I didn't know all the services that you provide. So if you're hungry and you need childcare, and tell them the list.
Yes. At the Department of Social Services, we're there for the community. We provide Work First, which is a program that puts families to work who are looking to become self-sufficient. With Work First, we're able to provide childcare if you're eligible. We also provide food and nutrition services. That's food stamps from back in the day. That's what it was called. Now it's on the EBT card. All our programs are income-based. Of course, if you're looking for childcare resources is also available. We help with child support enforcement as well. We also have Medicaid if you have minor children that are in need of medical care, medical attention. We take applications from Medicaid. You can do any of those programs with the exception of Work First. You can apply for online Medicaid and FNS, food and nutrition services. We also provide youth and family services in the community for children that may be at risk. And you would just have to contact us to receive those services. If you're concerned about a child in the community, YFS is another facet of DSS. We're all about the community. We want to let people know that we're out there for them. We're out there to serve you. We're here to serve you. Questions, we have a call center. You can call 704-336-3000. We can answer any of your questions, but we are about the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Call 704-336-3000 if you have questions about DSS. But if you have questions about this particular LEAP that we're talking about this mm-hmm. morning, Low Income Energy Assistance Program,
yes.
that number is 704-432-1111.
1111 is for the homebound or disabled. The call center phone number, 704-336-3000, will also be able to answer your questions about LEAP. Any questions you may have.
Got it. You have been a delight today.
Thank you, Francine. I've enjoyed being on the show.
Tell everybody at the office, hey.
Hey, everybody at the office.
Everybody at the office needs a hey.
The LEAP team is awesome. Thank you, guys. You're doing a great job.
And log on now. It's mecnc.gov/LEAP.
LEAP. Thank you.
Thank you, Francine.
This is Natalie. I know you've been wondering who this voice is. I have a face for radio, and I'm the voice of the Francine Marie Show.
Oh, dear.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.